Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello, everybody. What about? Yeah. I have to go to the dentist today. My gums are killing me. It's the top thing. I don't know what's up. I texted my dentist over the weekend. He comes on the show. And I was like, I think I grind so hard. I don't know if I broke another tooth in my gums or not.
Oh, that's what happened last time, right?
It sucks. Yeah. Or it's just annoying. Because you can't really get away from it. It's like a cut in your mouth, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to go over today and do
I'm
that.
I'm supposed to go see him, but it's because I keep canceling it because I haven't been wearing my retainer enough. Because I'm supposed to go once I've worn the retainer a certain amount of time, and I just...
Oh, you're supposed to wear it for like a bunch of hours in the day, and you don't?
Yeah, because...
Of work?
Yeah.
Because you do a job where you talk?
Right.
No. I'm not agreeing with you. I'm saying you should be wearing it every second,
no.
But... Okay.
You should wear it when
there's
you're not talking.
There's a lot of things we record.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's also little breaks where you're not talking.
Anyway,
you can
I sleep
put it
in
right
it.
In.
So the process is going to take a little longer.
Okay. Travis Kelce had a big catch yesterday, and Tony Romo slipped up and said that he was Taylor Swift's wife. They're married. You hear this? Here you go.
Oh, what a play to Kelce.
As you see, Kelce's wife, Taylor Swift, in the audience, or I'm sorry, girlfriend.
Not yet.
What?
You don't know something we don't know, do you?
I think they're
was
probably
she there?
Just, yeah.
Yeah, she was there.
I was turning the game on and off. The game was a terrible game.
Every time he caught the ball, man. There she was.
Really? And I saw him make a couple catches, didn't show her.
They show.
I even saw when the game ended when Tony was standing across the line, they called the offensive offsides, and he lateraled the ball. I didn't see her.
Oh.
I want to see her in a moment of his pain and his happiness.
Mm.
But I didn't see her there. Chiefs lost at home to the Bills yesterday, 2017. If you're getting dumped, today's the top day for breakups. It's breakup day.
Why?
Because Christmas. Don't want to get a gift, man.
It's the day of the year you're most likely to get dumped. We're 2 weeks from Christmas, so a lot of people want out before they have to introduce someone to their family or buy them a gift. So today, if you get, can we talk and text?
You know what's up?
From the New York Post, yeah. December 11th was dubbed Breakup Day back in 2008 after someone analyzed Facebook status updates and found a ton of people break up exactly 2 weeks before Christmas. It also found there tend to be breakups on Mondays in general, so the 11th is a double whammy, which is here. Boom. I also want to say thanks to everybody who was a part of our St. Jude Radiothon. It does make a difference, every single person. And we were able to raise $2.5 million, which is massive. And again, anybody goes to the hospital doesn't have to pay any money because of this, because of us and us, you, in this room, donating their hard-earned money, $19 a month to help. And I'm not even saying the number again because I don't even know if that number's open anymore, but I just really appreciate it. And I always have a bit of guilt because we did the St. Jude Radiothon and we knew that just loading that up as a show on the podcast feed, there wouldn't be much content to it because it's us talking, but then it's us having a lot of music and we can't put music on the podcast feed. So Wednesday evening, we did basically a post show just so we would have some sort of content up there because... And we probably could have done one Thursday. I don't know. There's just so many people up answering phones and stuff here Thursday and Friday. So it gets to be pretty tough. But Amy and Lunchbox did a great job on talking to the listeners. $2.5 million is awesome.
It's really awesome.
It's crazy. So we're very appreciative. of you guys, and you do make a difference, and just grateful for that. A frugal Indiana man leaves $13 million to charity in his will.
What?
All to charity?
Well, here's where it gets interesting.
He has kids?
Mm-mm. Oh. Well, maybe.
Oh, man.
But that's not why.
His wife?
He left it to charity. He didn't specify. He just wrote, leave to charity.
Oh, well, that's
so who decides the charity? Like, how does that work?
Of the state?
An unlikely millionaire willed a staggering 13. What if it's charity like a stripper?
Oh, her name's Charity.
Oh, that's a good point.
Hmm, I hadn't thought of that.
My favorite.
I don't think it is, but $13 million to charity when he died, but he did not specify his intended recipients. So the lawyer has to figure it out. The attorney's method left some organizations thinking it was a scam. And 30-year employee veteran died. No family.
Wow.
Left it to, quote, charity. What kind of lawyer is going to allow a guy to just write charity in there?
Mm-hmm.
Cheap one.
Maybe he did it himself online.
Yeah.
After his client died, they were tasked with cold calling dozens of nonprofits and basically being like, hey, so tell me what you guys do, and then giving them millions of bucks.
Oh.
One after the other.
Oh, my gosh.
Post. That's cool. Crazy.
I know. I'd start a charity right away. If I was that lawyer, call my sister, say, hey, you need to start a charity. I'll call you, donate you a couple million, close the charity.
So fraud?
It's not fraud if it's a charity.
No, it's
fraud. It won't be set up, though. You won't be set up. 501c3.
But you do that and then shut the charity down.
Again, fraud?
No.
Yeah. fast food workers arrested over a theft ring run out of their chicken restaurant. Gus Fring. Remember Gus?
Gus.
Gustavo.
Yeah. It's like one of those deals. Gus wasn't doing it, but it's like Gus from Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, so the employees of a fried chicken restaurant in Tucson, Arizona have been arrested for trafficking and stolen property.
So what would they do?
The three were buying stolen goods from known shoplifters who had taken items from local businesses and then selling them for profit.
Oh, just selling them through the drive-thru? That's legit.
It's not legit. Authorities serve simultaneous search warrants at the restaurant and the homes and recover thousands of dollars in stolen property to include tools, clothing, shoes, diapers, and electronics. So that's from the Hill. That little operation going there.
That's pretty interesting. Like, can I get a and a
Chester drawer
thing of diapers?
There was like a jumpy place we would go to all the time that no one was ever in. Like, it was always just me and my kids, or me and my wife and our kids, and like no one else. And then quarters would get jammed in the machines, and they'd be like, here, just take like $20. And I'd always leave being like, this is not right.
Wasn't
Something's-
there a place near, and I don't want to say too much, in Austin where our studio was, that they later found was like washing money? No? Okay.
I know there was a...
That's all right.
Club.
No, it wasn't. Oh, yeah, that for sure. That for sure was happening.
I know there was a massage place.
No. By your work?
Don't know about that one.
Let me see.
That's all right. I just wondered if you guys knew about that.
Washing money. So.
That's weird.
A daughter of a sperm donor finds out she has 77 siblings.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's wild. Like, you hit the old 23andMe and...
You try to meet them all?
No.
You know, I don't know that you avoid them, but maybe.
Well, you need to know who they are so you don't date them and marry them.
Yeah, I mean, that's valid.
Well, that would be valid, yeah. Yeah.
Be weird.
Yeah. You still looking for the massage place?
No, I'm looking for the money laundering, man.
I'm not going to say much about it, because again, I may not.
You can just say it and I'll tell you if you're right.
Okay. What happened, Ray? What happened with you in Lunchbox? Where Ray was like walking around with a little bravado, like, your boy still got it. Apparently, like, ladies came up to them while they were shooting a video.
Yeah, so we were shooting a video at Luke Bryan's bar, and they were just setting it up. So it was me and Lunch partying, listening to this band.
Oh, hilarious.
Downtown Nashville. And I mean, we had the table to ourselves. It was just us and these two chicks. Like, randomly, we didn't tell them to do it. They just come up and ask us, hey, do you care if we sit with you guys?
Yep. And we're like, heck yeah, man. We're like, dang, we're pretty cool.
Hey, we still got it, baby.
Were they looking for a place to sit?
Right.
Or were they looking for guys to sit with? Big difference.
I think they thought we looked fun because we were faking like we were listening to the music. And they're like, oh my gosh, these guys are a blast. Hey, can we come sit with you? Yeah, absolutely. But then we just... At the end of the video,
we gave a little toast with our beers, and then we split.
But so there were cameras on y'all, though?
Yeah, just iPhones. Mm. Yeah.
But was the place, like, jam-packed, like, nowhere to sit?
No,
it was early in the day.
It was in the middle of the afternoon.
Okay. So why do you think the ladies came over?
They saw two dudes. They were two chicks. One for one, one for one.
But then we just walked out, though, because we had to do a walking down the stairs video. And so then we didn't even say bye to them. So they probably felt bad about themselves.
They thought they got ghosted. They're like, they're sitting there going, dang, we don't still have it. Like, we left thinking, man, we still have it. And they thought, man, were we not good enough for them?
Were they your type?
They were chicks.
So, yes?
No, I mean, I don't like just any chick.
Right. That's why I said, were they your type?
I mean, one could have been.
What's the coulda? What?
I'm saying, like, if I would have, you know, maybe invested. But the other one was probably
invested
fringe.
What? What's he talking about?
What do you mean invested?
What?
Like, if I, you know what I mean? If I'd have taken a better look, you know, I took a glance.
Yeah, they would have hung out with us all day.
Yeah,
for
they
sure.
would have.
Okay, yeah, that's not the question I'm asking. Oh. Were they your type?
I mean, one was pretty good. That's what I'm saying.
If you were single, would you have tried to say what up?
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't have hurt.
Yeah, because they looked like they were trying to party, too.
Yeah.
And they saw us raising. We didn't even have the beers open. We were faking a cheers, and they did a cheers with us, and our cans weren't even open.
Were they drunk?
Maybe.
Hey, maybe. That's all right, though.
Still got it.
Still got it.
So hey. You guys left thinking you still have it.
Yeah. I was smiling the whole way we were walking down Broadway. I was like, dang, man.
Do you tell your wife stuff like that?
Yeah.
And you say what to her?
I was like, still got it. You see how those chicks came up and sat with me?
But did she see?
Yeah, she was there.
Oh, she was there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She was there.
Yeah.
Was she one of the chicks?
No.
Oh.
No. That's I'm telling one. You. One two randos. Never. They were ready.
If you'd have wanted to.
Oh, if I wanted to, they would have.
Okay.
Why else would they sit at our table?
One of them or would both of them, you think?
No, they didn't seem like the bow type of girls. They didn't seem that wild. I think just one.
Can you spot those, though?
Yeah, you can spot them when they're like, hey, I'm down with that.
Well, you spot. That's not spotting them. That's them saying it.
No, I'm saying you can tell when they would be like, they give off that vibe. They're real touchy with their friends.
So they walk up to you and then rub their friend?
Or they're just
that's
all
what it sounds like.
Giggly and they're touching their friend. You know the girls are like, okay, you know what I mean? Like if you want both of
them. So what she's doing is showing you that yeah. you get both of them.
They give signals. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, no, I don't know what you mean at all.
So you don't think you could have had them both?
No.
Ray?
I mean, I think one was trying to go after me and the other one wanted lunch.
Yeah. That's what we're saying.
Which one, Ray? Which one?
Honestly, I was so tired from work. We did it after a long shift, and I don't even know what they looked like.
These
I just know
girls
two
even real.
Two females ran right into our video, and I don't even know.
They probably wanted to be in the video.
Mm. It's fish in a barrel. It's downtown Nashville,
fish
honestly.
In a barrel.
Mm. Yep.
Wow.
We still got it.
Mm-hmm.
Funny.
But you, not both of them.
Well, I mean, no. I couldn't have both of them at the same time is what you were asking.
Yeah.
That's what you
no.
But if they weren't touching each other.
Right. They weren't sending those signals.
Making sure I'm getting what you're communicating to me. Right. Okay. Well, hey, Ray, do we do a mid-roll here?
Yeah.
How long have we been on?
12 and a half.
Okay, well, let's do a mid-roll. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. So, you watched It's a Wonderful Life? The old black and white
version? You've never watched
sneezing?
It before?
Are you sneezing?
No, I don't know.
You could have sneezed.
No, I don't know what
it
was. Feel
free to sneeze.
Like a yawn sneeze that I was holding in. Okay, so yeah, but then it occurred to me, have we watched that like for homework on the show before?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay, good, because I felt like I was going crazy.
Why?
Okay, because I watched it all the way through and I didn't think I had. And then after I finished it, I was like, I really like that. And then I had this whole deja vu moment, like this has happened before. And I remember being like, I really liked that. I can't believe I've made fun of Eddie all this time for liking this movie. So anyway, saw it for the first time and it was really good. And now, Eddie, I would like to apologize for making fun of you for saying it's one of your favorite movies, because it really is so good.
Hey, apology accepted. Like, that's how, dude, it's really, really, really good.
Yeah.
But you know what, Amy? The guy that's in it, you know, the main character, he's in Rope too. So maybe that's kind of what you were thinking.
That is maybe why I thought I was like, something just feels like I've seen this all the way through and I need to apologize to Eddie. I don't feel the same way about Rope. But okay. They have it black and white, or they have the color version. I watched the color. So it's like.
But the color's still faded. Like, it still looks really old.
But it, beautiful story.
Oh,
it really
so
does make you think about what's
Scrooge?
Important in life.
Huh?
No.
Scrooge in this one?
No.
But there are angels.
Mr. Potter.
Mr. Potter. Oh, that's what I'm thinking about then. The angels come and show him what life would have been like had he not been. Yeah.
Clarence.
Okay.
Yeah.
And every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. Attaboy, Clarence. Attaboy.
Thieves are replacing barcodes on gift cards. And what they call Operation Bad Elf, the Sacramento Sheriff's Office found what is said to be a shocking number of gift cards that have been tampered with. Cops say that they take the card from the shelf, replace the barcode on the back, and then put it back. At the checkout, the money that's supposed to go onto the card ends up going to the barcode that's provided that they cut off. That's genius. It's terrible.
It's so smart.
But that's genius. So the scammer gets the credit card and the customer gets a card that's worth nothing. That is crazy. That's next level thinking right there. Yeah. KTLA with that story.
Wow.
First person that thought of that, because you're not going to get caught. You're not there. You have it. You've already got it to your house.
But whoever thought of that, you can do that for good. Like, you can make a legit business.
Maybe they are. Maybe they're using that to buy food for the hungry, like Robin Hood.
Okay.
They're not, for sure.
It could be.
But, scam alert, if you see your barcode, like, tampered with or looks like something's over the top of it, that's what that is.
Okay.
Be careful. Eddie had a scam alert where the kid comes up to you and was like, he wanted like football supplies. Was it a gas pump or was it your house?
No, I was pumping gas and he came out of nowhere. And really, I jumped. And I was like, whoa, dude, you scared me. He goes, oh, I'm sorry I scared you. He's like, I'm raising money for my school. We're trying to start a football team.
And
start a football team for my school.
That's where the school would have kids go raise money for that.
Right. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. Like, so what do you play? He's like, oh, well, I don't play yet. I'll find out if, you know, we can raise enough money to get this football team started. So I was like, this is a little shady. And then he gave me a sheet of paper that had the list, socks, shoes, pads, helmets, all this stuff, and different prices by it. So if you want to donate $40, that'll get us a helmet and all this stuff. And I was like, I don't know. And I felt really weird, but I did have cash on me. And I had paid cash for my gas. So I felt kind of like, man, he knows I have cash. So I gave him some money. But as soon as he left, I felt like this was definitely a scam.
Oh, yeah. They've done that to me in the grocery store parking lot. Oh, excuse me, man. I'm just trying to... Our football team, we need help raising funds for our...
team.
Has that ever been real, though?
No.
I don't know. Like, I don't follow them home.
A car wash should be real because they're doing work. You're actually getting something for that. But whenever they're like, hey, I need this for this. Or if they're selling candy for that. And they're making a big profit over it. But they are going to buy candy and then resell. I don't know.
But then he got me good because like my kids play football and I was like, man, you know.
That helmet only costs $40, right?
Ooh, that ain't true.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. When you look at the price, it's like helmet, $40. Ain't like.
Is that a paper helmet?
Yeah.
What's a fire blanket?
Oh, so it can take the place of a fire extinguisher. And I ordered some and I don't know that I have ever thought. I'm going to have a kitchen fire, but what if? And we've had a fire extinguisher before because in the adoption process, you have to have that. But these you can keep like under your kitchen sink or wherever, and it's you throw it on top of the fire instead of like,
shh. Does it not take up a lot of space though?
No, it's folded up into a little red pouch.
And you only get to use it once? It's like one of those rafts where you,
it's yeah, one time.
Oh, probably, because it probably burns.
It's one and done, but I got a two-pack.
How much are they?
Two-pack was $17.99 on Amazon.
Oh, that's all?
And you could get a
we should have. We should have those then.
Like here? Just in case?
No, everywhere. If it's only $17 for two.
Yeah.
But I mean, we have fire extinguishers everywhere.
But I'm just saying.
Like, is it going to fit? Like, how big of a fire are we talking? Like, is it like a comforter size, or is it like a
40 inches?
I feel like a comforter would be difficult to.
That'll cover me up.
It would. I think it's for mostly like a, if your blender's on fire.
Sure, a little thing.
I didn't know that was even a thing.
Have you guys ever used a fire extinguisher? Like, have you ever had to use one?
Yes.
Really?
What happened?
Is it church camp or something?
What was it, fun or scary?
It was awesome. It was outside. And they were like, I don't even remember because it was like, that was it.
It just turned it out like that quick?
It was already out. I had the fire extinguisher though, and they'd already put it out just then. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get a squirt in there.
Got it. So you're like the dude that kicks someone when they're down already.
Yeah, that's what I remember. So I don't remember what it was. I came there last minute, and they were like, take this fire extinguisher over there, and it was already out. And then I was like, where's it? I guess there's nothing.
Has anyone ever sounded the fire alarm?
Mm. No.
No? Or broken the glass? That'd be cool, dude.
No.
That would be cool. Open it.
Or use the axe.
No, it says break glass in case of emergency.
No, but I would just open it.
The axe would be awesome.
Axe would be awesome. Are you selling stuff from your closet?
Yeah, I'm having a closet sale. How did you know?
I just saw it on your Instagram.
Oh.
Okay, celebrity. That's what they do.
No, I'm doing it with three
You sell like your underwear?
Oh,
no.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Because I think you would get a lot of money for
about your bras.
No.
Oh, it's not underwear at all?
No.
Why wouldn't you do that?
It's clothes and shoes and stuff.
For sure. Guys, times are tough.
No, that's not it at
all. Times are tough. Actually, sell your underwear.
I actually was inspired by your wife, Caitlin, because, okay, so three of my-
I'd sell her underwear if I could get away with it.
Three of my other girlfriends, they're doing it, and I hopped in on it because I was like, and they've done it before. So I'm like, they have it all down. So I'm like learning from them, but-
What did Caitlin do?
No, she inspired me to minimize my closet.
Oh, yeah.
She's been working on that. And then, like, when we went to New York, I think she packed, like, five things total for multiple days.
Yeah.
Total. And she would, every day, she was sort of wearing something that she'd worn the day before, but wearing it differently. And I was like, this is genius.
Wait. When I wear my same underwear, you guys say it's gross, but now you guys do it, and it's different.
I'm talking about underwear. I'm talking about, like, a sweater. Like it might, or a button down, she might wear it this way or that way, or she just had different
like
things.
Like upside down or inside out. Like I'm confused.
Like a capsule, like you minimize.
She put her legs in the armholes and wear it as pants.
Oh, got it.
Interesting.
So
she's big on sustainability and like not having. Where I have like 400 pair of shoes.
Yeah,
but she that's just not her thing.
She's helping you with that though, and I appreciate it.
Yeah,
so and I do have some more if you want them.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just, I don't want you to have too many.
No, it's not. That's not a problem.
Do you want these?
Yep.
You don't know what they are.
Whatever, dude. Hand them over.
You don't know what they are.
Dude, it's crazy too, though. Like, I'm so glad we have the same size of shoe size or whatever. But, dude, honestly, the shoes that you give me, now people think, like, I have really good taste in shoes. And I have no idea what they are. And, dude, it's awesome. It's great.
These Air Max are some of my favorite Air Max.
Let me see them.
I just don't. And they've been worn, like, one time.
Oh, those are cool.
I have one. That one I have.
No, your son has them.
No, I do.
You have these too?
I have those. Yeah, I already have. I think you gave me that for my birthday or something, one of those.
I think it's a different pair.
That's the same color. I remember I was pumping gas and somebody drove by this group of kids in a car and they were all like, whoa, cool shoes.
Mike? I like them. Okay.
Baller.
Well, I pick out specific shoes thinking but you already have, I don't, these are Mike's. So anyway, Mike, I did bring some for you that you can wear in the summertime. And they're kind of weird, but they're, first of all, they're red bottoms. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah. That Christian Louboutin.
Right.
Excuse
me? They're slides, but they have like spikes on the top. Right. Mike's like.
Those are actual spikes?
Yeah.
Like if you kicked someone with that, like it hurt?
I've worn them like twice. And on the toe. Yeah, sure.
That's awesome.
But these are. Those are for you. You can have those if you want them.
Like punk rock sandals, man.
Yeah, it's winter though.
That's cool.
There you go. You can take both of those. I guess I'm also inspired by my wife to minimize a little bit.
Exactly.
All right. So you're selling stuff in your closet?
Mm-hmm.
today.
So are you having like a sale?
People
like a yard sale?
Give your address out.
It's not today. No, it's on Thursday. And it's
at your house? Give your address out.
It's not at a house. No. It's at a, it's out in Franklin at Posh.
Oh, it's at a place. It literally.
Well, they're two of the girls are friends with someone that owns that, so they agreed to let them set it up there. And I was like, oh wow, this is too easy.
Okay.
And fun. I mean, could be fun. I feel like I love my friend's closet. So the problem is, I feel like I'm gonna be my friends that are selling things. I'm just gonna be like, oh, I'll take that. I'll take that, and then I'm not gonna be minimizing.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm writing down business. I guess we can sell the crate stuff there also. That's Mamie's closet.
Good idea.
Oh my god,
it's a really good idea.
You got to start doing the crate stuff. We spent all this money on it, and you're not doing anything about it.
Hey, what do you think?
I don't think that. Why? There be is from your approval closet? For you to sell.
Is there still a big room with all of our junk in there, Scuba?
Yeah, which is kind of sucks because there's a room over here we're going to make a studio, and now we can't because now we're waiting on that room to clear out.
If the stuff is not gone by January 15th, we're throwing it all away.
So throwing it
away. How much did we invest?
Too much.
$78.50.
$80.
$88.50.
Our project manager, whose idea it was, it's his responsibility.
You said we were going to do a
Then do it.
No, you said we. We were going to do it on air.
No, I never said we were doing it on air.
No, it was like a special, like a post show.
No, it was like a podcast.
Well, let's do it right now.
Oh, God.
All right. Ray, how long have we been?
Hey, you want to know how many people asked me when I was in San Jose? Hey, man, you still got any of that stuff from the crate?
Should have brought it with you.
They're like, oh, man.
What did they like? What items?
I don't remember what items, but this one dude, David, he was all about it. He's like, man, that crate, that's awesome, man. Now you got to get rid of it, huh? And I was like, yeah. Bobby doesn't want to help me. And he goes, that sucks, man. Bobby should help you.
He said that?
Yeah, Dave was, yeah.
Ray?
24.
All right. Can we go?
So what do you think, Amy?
Can we
what
go?
Do I think?
You want to ask your people?
I don't know that there's room for that.
We're more than enough.
What do you mean not room? There's always the excuse. Everybody always has an excuse. Like, oh, I mean, no, there's not room for that. Oh, no, I don't want to ask to do that. Like, do you want to get rid of it or you not?
Are you going to drive up and carry all of that stuff into the store?
Well, yeah, they brought it in a truck
They brought it in I mean...
And take the truck over there.
If I was going to have a garage sale, I guess what I was going to do, carry it to the garage sale. So, yes.
I don't know, maybe.
You don't hate the idea, do you, Bobby?
I got to imagine Posh wouldn't love it, though.
Oh,
why bring business?
The store.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, guys. This has been a post-show production. Enjoy, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on KindSnacks.com today.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's 3rd best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And don't go gently, y'all.